This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. On Wednesday, December the 6th, I hit a milestone in my service in Congress. On that day, I cast a vote that became my 8,000th successive vote without missing, ever. It's a record that I'm both proud of but hesitant to brag about. Why? Because I just don't want to jinx myself. I'm kind of superstitious about that. Every time I hear about this record, I try not to say anything, and if I do, I'm quick to pick up on any ailments going on at the time, thinking, oh no, this one could be it. I had no idea that on Wednesday I'd be voting for the 8,000th straight time. My staff made me aware of it, and by the time that vote came around, the whole chamber just about knew what was happening, and when I voted, there was a burst of applause and congratulations coming from my colleagues. I'll admit it was pretty neat to share that moment with them. I got text messages and emails from a lot of people when word got out with this vote, and I am eternally grateful. But let me assure you that I consider voting to be one of the most important of my duties. Deciding on policy and law that impacts everyday Americans is what your Congress does, and voting is the most transparent way I know of in helping my constituents evaluate my performance. And I don't hide from tough votes, and I'm willing to make the kind of sacrifices necessary to ensure that I'm in the Capitol when I'm supposed to be, making sure my constituents' views are represented. Along the way, there have been some tough votes, and usually I make that vote based on what I believe the majority of my constituents have in mind. On rare occasions, I might vote differently than that, but only because I feel I may have some context or inside knowledge that those I represent may not completely understand. After all, Congress can complicate even the most simplest of issues. So now it's on to the next milestone. You can always count on me to be where I'm supposed to be, and when the time comes that I miss a vote, and I most assuredly will someday, I only hope it's a true hardship and not out of negligence on my part. Next week, we have a lot of important work to get done before we break for Christmas, passing the National Defense Authorization Act and the FISA 702 extension are among them. We are still working on full-year appropriations for FY24, but I doubt we finish that work until mid-January. Until then, I hope you all have a great weekend and an early start to a very nice Christmas season. Happy holidays, everyone. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.